Welcome to Gadget Corner.
We're going to show you a lot of new products to make you go wow and your wife go, how are we going to pay for this stuff?
Actually, Tim, today's products are something any woman would love to have in her home. And to demonstrate that for us is Tool Time's very own gadget expert, June Palmer.
Oh, it's nice to have you here, June.
Really? How come I haven't been on the show for 4 years?
Budget problems. But we got it worked out. Al's going to take a cut in pay.
My pay couldn't get any lower. So, June, what have you got for us today?
Well, first up, we have a suck-a-bug.
4 years and the best you can come up with is suck-a-bug?
It's an easy way to get rid of those annoying pests. I see you have a bug over here. You just turn it on, and bye-bye, buggy.
Hey, that's pretty cool, actually. Rechargeable, one-piece styrene. I like that, huh? Look at that. No more pests. And this little device down here, what's that? No, I don't want you guys exposed to what goes on in a man's poker night.
In other words, you don't want us to see you lose.
I don't always lose, you know.
When was the last time you won?
4 years ago when he had that gadget lady on.
Funny. Don't you guys have some homework to do? Yeah. Now anyway, upstairs, let my buddies in, will you please?
Hey, girls.
Hey, Jim. Harry, Benny, yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
How'd you get Jill to let us play poker here tonight?
She has her book discussion group.
Book discussion group? Sounds interesting. What are they discussing?
My guess would be books.
I just thought maybe you were taking an interest in something that was important to your wife.
Why?
Who cares?
It's a wonder you guys have long-term relationships with women.
No, it's a wonder we have a long-term relationship with you.
Hey, Marty.
Hi, Marty.
That must be Chris. I'll get it.
Who's Chris?
Some woman in Jill's psych class is driving into the book discussion group.
Hey, I like brainy chicks. You think she'd date me?
Guys, this is Chris.
On second thought, I don't need a date that big.
This is my husband, Tim.
How you doing?
Hi.
Heard a lot about you.
Obviously more than I heard about you. Can I talk to my wife in private for just a second? Excuse her.
Yeah, just...
That guy is a guy.
You know, now that I look at him, I think you're right. I'll see you later.
Honey, you never told me that Chris was a guy.
Yes, I did. We talked about this the other day at the hardware store.
You were with me at the hardware store?
Honey, Chris and I are just friends. There's nothing for you to worry about, okay? I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Don't take all his money.
Have fun.
I'll meet you, Chris. All right, guys. Let's play some poker.
Okay, first jack deals.
Tim, I gotta hand it to you. The only guy I know that lets his wife date.
She's not going on a date, all right?
Now, wish my wife a date.
Call me old-fashioned, but I'd never let my wife go out on a date.
She's not going out on a date, all right? Everybody ante up.
That's right. She's going to a book discussion group with a friend. I'm sure it's purely platonic. Right.
Haven't you guys ever heard of a platonic relationship before?
Yeah, I got one with my wife.
I've had many relationships with women who were just friends.
Yeah, but not by your choice.
Seven stud, high low.
Hey, Tim, let me get this straight. You saying it doesn't bother you that Jill just walked out of here with that guy?
Would you let it go, Marty? She said he was a friend. That's what he is, a friend, okay?
Yeah, just like she was with that guy helping her with her resume.
Oh, yeah, the guy that hit on her right in your own house.
Well, she wasn't interested in that guy, okay? It was a different story. Besides, he was a lot better looking than Monkey Boy here.
I thought Chris was a nice-looking man.
Well, maybe you want to date him.
First days.
Buck.
Yeah, I'm in. Right. It's something how the most gorgeous women always wind up going out with the ugliest guy.
Yeah. Look at you, Marty. Your wife's a knockout.
What are you saying, I'm ugly? Tim, you think I'm ugly?
I don't know, Marty. You got some nice features. Overall, you're a pretty forgettable guy, really. Can we play cards, please?
Good idea, Tim. Keep your mind off your marriage problems.
I don't have marriage problems.
I beg to differ. Another dollar. You know, if a woman like Nancy could go for a dog like Marty.
I'm a dog?
Well, then you know that Jill could go for a guy like Chris.
You guys are probably right. Have an affair with the guy, and then, just to top it off, she brings the guy back here to meet me and my friends.
She's real shrewd. I'll give her that. Buck and a buck better.
Al, you find me attractive, don't you? Why do you keep looking at your watch?
No reason.
How long ago was Jill due home?
64 minutes.
Look, I'm sorry. We were just giving you a hard time tonight. Don't worry about that guy.
I'm not worried about that guy, Marty.
Okay. I want you to know whatever happens, I'm here for you.
Thanks, Marty.
Well, I gotta go now.
Why is that, Marty?
Because if I'm more than 15 minutes late, Nancy thinks I'm having an affair.
Night, Marty. Mark, what are you doing up?
I was looking for Mom. Is she home from her date yet?
She's not on a date. I'm sorry. You got a problem with your homework or something?
Good night, Dad.
Hold on a minute. Why is it you guys don't think I can ever help with the homework? Tell me what you got. What's the problem?
I have to define a pronoun.
Pronoun? That's easy. A pronoun is a noun that gets paid for what an amateur noun would do for free.
I'll just wait for Mom.
Hi. Hey, what are you still doing up?
I needed help with my homework. I have to define a pronoun.
Okay, a pronoun is a word that takes the place of a noun. Like if you were to say, it's between you and me, it, you, and me would all be pronouns.
Both definitions are considered acceptable.
Thank you. Please go to bed. Whoa, what a mess. I'll help you clean this up.
Thanks. Boy, it's a little late. Must have been a real long book, huh?
No, the book club ended at 10, but Chris and I have just been sitting out in front in his car talking.
Sit in front of this house in his car talking?
Is there something wrong with that?
You're a married woman. You shouldn't be hanging out with single guys, especially in a romantic spot like a car.
Tim, we were just sitting out in the Camaro talking. It's no big deal.
I don't care. Camaro, what year?
I don't know. Tim, I told you, there is nothing going on between Chris and me. We're just friends.
Honey, these days, men and women cannot be just friends.
Really? What about you and Heidi?
Heidi? She's not my friend. She's a co-worker. To me, Heidi's just Al with less facial hair and a better physique.
Right. I get them mixed up myself.
The point is, I wouldn't be sitting parked in Heidi's Camaro, and if I did, I'd know what year it was.
Now, this is a ridiculous conversation. If you had a female friend who shared your interests, I would not get all crazy about it.
Oh. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
So if I started hanging out with this beautiful woman that knew all about big block 454s, you'd trust me?
Yeah, I would.
Now you tell me. Wilson, what are you doing up?
Well, Tim, I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd come out and squeeze my apples.
It's none of my business, but should you be doing that in private?
No, Tim. I'm squeezing my apples to see if they're ready to make cider.
Oh.
Firm finger indentations on the surface of the fruit tells me that the apple is ripe. You can tell just by touching.
Speaking of touching, do you think it's possible for a man and woman to be friends without it turning physical?
Well, I most certainly do.
Gotta respect your opinion, even though you are outside squeezing your own apples.
You see, many women feel that the most important ingredient in a fulfilled relationship is meaningful conversation. In the words of the French novelist Alain Lesage, the pleasure of talking is the inextinguishable passion of a woman.
Which is why we call them the opposite sex. We like sex, and they like the opposite.
You see, Tim, for a woman, intellectual stimulation with a man can be the strongest bond of all. That deep connection allows her to think of him as her soulmate.
That sounds like pretty heavy stuff.
Oh, if you're the one who found your soulmate, Tim, it certainly is.
You're telling me a guy can make a woman a soulmate just by talking to her?
Well, it depends on how good the talk is.
Well, how do I know? Sitting in that Camaro talking there, there could be big bucket racing sitting out there. An hour and a half, I'll go, how is this? The guys that said, I tell you, one time, I'll go, yo.
I have to be a hell of a lot better than that.
Hey, little buddy. How was practice?
Fine. Where have you been? I've been waiting here for 20 minutes.
Sorry. Buckle up. I had to stop by the bookstore.
Sorry, Dad. I got hit in the head with the puck. I just thought you said bookstore.
I did say bookstore. Your mom's book discussion group is stopping by the house next week, and I'm going to read the book they're reading.
Why?
To prove I'm just as interested in reading as the next guy.
Is the next guy also reading in Dolby Stereo?
There's no better way to read a classic than in a classic car. Pop that thing in.
Madame Bovary by Gustave Flaubert. A brilliant psychological portrait which searingly depicts a woman's mind in search of transcendence.
Fast forward it.
Innocent maidens with tears on their cheeks were kissing turtle doves through the bars of a gothic cave.
Fast forward.
Little pieces of embroidery.
Oh man, turn it over. Maybe there's something better on the other side.
Earl Grey, and since we're reading a French book, voila, French pastries.
Oh. Eclairs?
Of course.
Oh, my favorite.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. This is my husband, Tim.
Oh, I already know Chris.
Nice to see you again, Tim.
Uh-huh. And this is Sharon, Jane, and Carol.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. You is a pronoun, you know. Ah, tea. Nice cup of tea. I'm a big tea guy myself.
Do you like Earl Grey?
Don't know the guy, Chris.
Yeah, you didn't tell us you had such a witty husband.
I didn't know. So, don't you have a poker game tonight?
You know, I thought I'd blow it off tonight.
What?
In the hopes of joining the book group.
Tim, to participate in this book group, you have to have read Madame Bovary.
Ah, yes. Flaubert's brilliant psychological profile of a woman in search of transcendence.
I think that's a very astute synopsis.
Well, I've always been a very astute synopsizer.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Tim, I just really don't think this is a very good idea.
Well, I just think it's wonderful that you have a husband who shares your interests.
You wouldn't catch my husband at book group. You're lucky, Jill.
To synopsize what the women are saying, I think they'd like me part of this group.
Oh, that's a great idea. Right. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, well, I just sit right in here. Whoa, still warm.
Well, let's plunge in. Okay. I was hooked by chapter one.
Great. Can we fast forward through chapter one? And go right to chapter 10.
Why chapter 10?
They introduce a character, Lestie Boudoir.
Who is Lestie Boudoir?
The village handyman.
What an interesting perspective. I have never heard anyone discuss Madame Bovary from the point of view of the handyman.
That's because he has absolutely no relevance to the story.
Au contraire. He was the one that set up all the chairs for the fair.
I kind of see what you're saying. If Lestie Boudoir hadn't set up the chairs, Madame Bovary would not have been able to sit next to Rodolphe.
My point exactly.
What's your feeling on Rodolphe, Tim?
Rodolphe, Tim? I'm not real clear on his character at this point.
You don't remember the main love interest in the story?
A sensitive man like Tim was probably more drawn to Léon.
Yes, I was. Forgive me, Léon was the one that,
The man that she connected with on a deeper level.
Ah.
Madame Bovary's soulmate.
Soulmate?
Madame Bovary was going to leave her dim-witted husband for it.
I didn't like Léon. I don't like that.
So, the only character you like was the, handyman?
No. I think the hero of this fine novel would have to be the husband.
Oh, what?
He was the quintessential dullard.
Well, dullard or mallard, I don't care. She was married, and only her husband should be allowed near Madame's ovaries.
Would anybody like more tea?
No, Well,
this was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming. What are we going to read next week?
The Fountainhead.
Plumbing, I'm in. Oh, Chris, Jill won't be needing a ride next week. I'll take her.
Okay. I'll see you in class tomorrow, Jill.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Well, that was quite a display you put on here tonight.
Yeah, I really wowed him with that intellectual razzmatazz, didn't I?
You were checking up on me.
No, I wasn't.
What did you think was going to happen? Did you think that Chris and I were just going to make wild, passionate love right here in front of the book club?
Would have probably been more exciting.
You didn't have to do that.
Yes, I did. I did this to prove that I could be your soulmate.
What are you talking about?
Soulmate? The person that can talk about stuff you're passionate about?
Well, by that definition, your soulmate would be the guy who rotates your tires.
Now, you leave Murray out of this. This is between you and Chris.
Wait a second. You think that Chris is my soulmate?
Yes, I do. He can talk about stuff I don't know about. He's taking your mind and leaving me with your body.
Back the soul train up here. You're more interested in my mind than my body.
Hey, no one's more surprised than me.
After all these years, why would you think that anybody else could be my soulmate?
I don't know. I was out talking to Wilson. We were talking about what women really want. And then all I could do is picture myself sitting alone in my yard squeezing my apples.
Tim, Chris and I may have some common interests, but it can't compare to what I have with you.
It can't.
I share my life with you. I share my love with you. All we have to do is look at one another and we know exactly what the other person is thinking.
That's true.
That's not a soulmate. I don't know what is.
So what am I thinking right now?
That you read Madame Bovary for nothing.
Painful day. You are my soulmate. Believe it, four jacks again. Read 'em and weep. I guess you guys learned a lesson. Don't play with the poker champ.
You must be real proud of yourself, Dad. Wiping out three kids you've never played poker before.
Now hustle up and get your piggy banks and break Daddy his money.
I'll give you an IOU.
I'll need some ID.
After I finish my homework.
You need any help?
Nope, just got a little book to read. Tale of Two Cities.
Don't play a tape. Read the book, will you, Randy?
I got the idea from you.
Well, don't tell your mom you got the idea from me.
Don't worry, Dad. She's not gonna find out.
A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It's going to be the worst of times for you if you don't turn this off and go read the book. Oh, and I don't care what your father told you.
Hey, fast forward past that thing.
Sorry, Dad, I got hit in the head with the puck. I just thought you said bookstore.
I did say bookstore. Your mom's book discussion group is dropping down. What am I thinking right now?
You're thinking that you read Madame Bovary for nothing.
Oh. Oh. We are soulmates.
Thank you.
I'm not done yet.
Hold on, I'm just getting going here.